Law number 9. Davis touched his shoulder with the fingers of his right hand, then lowered his palm until it hovered in front of his stomach. His thumb jerked upward in a quick movement before returning to the warmth of his jacket pocket. Several others who were walking with him on this cold autumn day made the same signal. Its meaning was clear. There was to be an important meeting in the secret clubhouse behind the library. "We've got a problem," Joe Cadman announced, after the group had assembled in the old woodshed hidden among leafless lilac bushes at the edge of the school property. "When you elected me president of this secret club, an organization so mysterious that we can't even say its name out loud, I promised to enforce the laws even if I had to eat dirt." Heads nodded in agreement. "But," the leader continued, eyes narrowing, "I've learned that one of our members is refusing to obey every law." A startled gasp echoed about the cold, dusty room. Someone not obeying a law? Unthinkable. This was the most exclusive, most awesome club in school. Everyone wanted in, but only a few select were allowed to take the secret oath, read the secret name from the crumpled piece of paper, and learn the secret hand signals. Who would dare refuse to keep the laws? "Well, Dave," the club leader asked, staring at the member seated on the bent metal chair near the front of the gathering. "Is it true?" Davis shifted in his seat, causing the legs to squeak. I can't."
"You can't?"
came the chilly reply. "You don't want to remain a member?" The boy stumbled to his feet. "Of course I do. This is like the most important club in the world. I did all you told me to do so I could join. I stood and sang Hail to the Chief right in the middle of Cat Lab, wrote a love letter to Mrs. Anderson, the health teacher, and even wore my underwear outside my pants for a solid hour during recess. I love this club. You guys are really cool. And I've memorized every secret signal from the secret code book." "So?" Joe moved closer to the speaker. "What's wrong with law number 9? Everyone must obey it." Davis fell heavily back into the chair, causing it to bend alarmingly. "I can't. I just can't." The club leader reached into his pocket and withdrew a single cigarette. "Look, there's nothing to it. You just stick it between your lips, flick the lighter, and light the fire. No big deal." He held the white cylinder in front of the boy's mouth. "It's your choice. Either you take a few puffs, or you're out of here." One week later, Davis was sitting on the retaining wall by the gymnasium watching the flow of students pouring past him on their way to the buses. Several club members approached, books tucked under their arms. The boy lifted his hand and gave the secret signal. There was no response. Silently, the group walked past, acting as if he didn't exist. One even made a gesture that Davis hadn't seen before, indicating that a new entry had been scribbled into the secret code book. The youngster sighed as he felt the weight of his past decision press against his narrow shoulders. His mom had always told him to stand up for what he believed to be right. She hadn't mentioned how much that could hurt. "Hey, Dave," a voice called from behind. He turned to see Terrence, a member of the club, walking toward him. "Aren't you supposed to ignore me?" he asked coldly. Terrence chuckled softly. "Yeah, if I was still in the club." Davis blinked. "What do you mean?" His companion drew in a deep breath and blew it softly between his lips. "I thought about what you did, how you refused to obey law number 9. That took guts. Smoking isn't good for your body, and you refused a cigarette even if it meant getting kicked out. So the next time they all lit up, I left." Davis shook his head and sighed. "We're a couple of losers, huh?" "Yeah," his companion nodded. "But we'll go and visit the guys when they're in the hospital dying of lung tumors or something." The boy brightened. "Hey, let's start our own club, one that doesn't have a law number 9. "Great idea," Davis enthused. "I've even got the perfect name for it." "Yeah, what?" The boy grinned. "Can't tell you. If I did, I'd have to kill you." Terrence smiled broadly. "Fair enough," he said. The two friends hurried away in search of the perfect hideout in which to open shop as the newest secret club in school.